This is a Fox News alert. Alec Murdoch's back in court in South Carolina for sentencing. I'm Dave Anthony.
This case is about Maggie Murdoch and Paul Murdoch, and I'm so thankful that the jurors gave them a voice.
Prosecutor Creighton Waters, the morning after Murdoch was convicted of murdering his wife and son. But moments ago, standing in his jail jumpsuit and handcuffs, Murdoch told the court,
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
The judge is now making a statement addressing Murdoch before handing down the sentence that could range from 30 years to life in prison. The jury didn't take long to convict him.
About 45 minutes later, after all our deliberating, we figured it out.
Craig Moyer says his guilty was clear to all the jurors, telling ABC News,
I didn't see any true remorse.
Saying it was also clear Murdoch was faking crying when testifying, and he never saw any tears. It's a day to salvage and clean up in parts of the South. That's a tornado siren in Dallas. There's storm damage there and in Arkansas and in Mississippi and Louisiana. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell's in Shreveport seeing the destruction.
You got wood sticking out the front of this car. This vehicle right here, the sign fell on top of it, and we were told there were actually two kids inside of this vehicle when it happened. They both got out. They were fine. No hospital visits out of that.
There are more than 100,000 power outages and the threat of more storms today. President Biden says he will at some point visit that train derailment site in East Palestine, Ohio. It was 1 month ago when the fiery disaster occurred. Residents still fear contamination and they were angry at a town hall last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Stocks are rising on Wall Street in early trading this morning. The Dow is gaining 50 points. The NASDAQ is up 89. The S&P 500 is adding 18 points. The price of oil is down about a half dollar. It's back under 78 bucks a barrel. Gas is up a penny. AAA's national average for regular at $3.39 per gallon, about the same price we were paying last Friday, a dime less than a month ago. Ford is getting ready to start making more vehicles that don't need a fill-up. Just a plug-in.
Ford says that manufacturing of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup will resume March 13th after it shut down production last month over an unspecified battery issue that led to a fire during pre-delivery quality inspections at a Ford lot in Dearborn. The company says it's worked with battery supplier SK On to fix the issue, that it'll continue to hold already produced vehicles ahead of engineering and parts updates, and that there's been no other issues with F-150 Lightning vehicles in the field. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's March. That means it's almost spring break time.
The fun ships of Carnival Cruise Line may not be for some unruly spring breakers. The cruise line warning passengers ahead of the traditional college break period they could be slapped with a hefty fine and kicked off the ship for out-of-control behavior. The email warning them, acting in a way which impacts the comfort, enjoyment, safety, or well-being of other guests or crew, can get them taken off the ship and banned from future cruises. They could also get hit with a $500 fee and have to reimburse the cruise line for expenses as a result of the disembarkation. Several of the numerous cruise ship brawls caught on viral video have been on Carnival ships. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Again, our top story, Alec Murdoch in court in South Carolina awaiting sentencing the day after being convicted of murdering his wife and son. He again said this morning in court he's innocent. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.